Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we do the last hadith under the chapter on the prohibition of believing in bad omens. Here we explain when a person sees something, and when he sees something that he considers to be evil, then now this prevents him. He thinks that something bad is going to happen. So now, for example, if I was about to go on a journey and I shouldn't go because this is a bad sign that I saw. A person wanted to do some errand, some work. Maybe, perhaps, he was going to build a house, and on that land, on that site, he saw a few black cats that were walking out. And then what happens? He says, no, this is a sign of evil omen. So therefore, maybe I shouldn't build my house. So now, in today's hadith, we'll see that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is helping us, teaching us to clear our mind from all these things. And a beautiful dua is given to us also. If this superstition is coming in the mind, if these bad omens are coming and affecting a person, there's a beautiful dua that is taught to us in today's hadith. So that this mind also is clear. Every single thing happens with the hukum of Allah Ta'ala. Happens with the will of Allah Ta'ala. It got nothing to do with bad luck. It got nothing to do with good luck. What Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala wants to happen will happen. Yes, there is such a thing as we did and we'll explain also again today. Is that a person sees or hears something that sounds nice, something that's good, and his heart he makes dua, that Allah Ta'ala make good happen. In whatever endeavor I got, my results are coming out today, my blood results, or I'm going for Hajj, I'm going for Umrah, or I'm starting with this big work, this big project of mine, he makes dua to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, oh my son is getting married, or daughter is getting married, and he hears somebody's name, or he hears some words that has a very good meaning. So he makes dua that Allah Ta'ala make his work also successful. Here there is no harm because the person is having hope in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He's not looking at something around him and he's having some type of fear and he's taking some type of bad luck as though these things in itself can harm him. So today's hadith and Urwa bin Amir radiallahu anhu qal, ذُكِرَتِ الطِّيَرَةُ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَقَالْ أحسنها الفأل ولا ترد مسلما فإذا رأى أحدكم ما يكره فليقل اللهم لا يأتي بالحسنات إلا أنت ولا يدفع السيئات إلا أنت ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بك. حديث صحيح رواه أبو داود بإسناد صحيح. As Urwa ibn Amir radiallahu anhu narrates, the taking of omens was mentioned in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best omen is a good omen, but it should not deter a Muslim from his objective. What is meant here is any omen that a person has to take must be good. As I explained, there's something good he hears, something nice he hears, and he's hoping, oh Allah, make my work also happen easy. Allah, you make it such that things happen good for me. So here there's no harm. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes on to say, it should not deter a Muslim from his objective. What it means? If a person sees something that he dislikes, in other words, we give an example, some people see a black cat, and then they'll think to themselves, now there's some bad luck that's going to happen here. A Muslim doesn't think like this. A Muslim is such that his mind is very strong, his mind is very powerful. This means nothing. In fact, when these things come, these type of superstitious things come, that first what a person should do is just trivialize it. And he can make a joke out of it also. That how nice that black cat peanut butter taste with jam. Long time and then eat it. He make one joke out of it in his mind and he'll carry on. He doesn't pay attention to it. He doesn't take that thought and now build it up into something bigger that now creates fear in him. You find that the West also, they got this culture. One brother was telling me yesterday that if you look in an aircraft, you won't even see aisle number 13 there. So you go 12 and then you jump to 14. So now these sort of things, if a person keeps entertaining it, it will come to a point where it will reach waswasa, where it will continuously be whispers to him all the time, and then it will weaken the mind more and more, and then you find people like this, they're all the time in shak, and this thing is so dangerous, this type of waswasa, all the time, whisperings of shaitan, when a person starts entertaining these thoughts, that it can actually lead a person to kufr. Then he gets thoughts of kufr also coming to his mind. So therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to nip it in the bud. Finish. There isn't such a thing as bad omens. Then don't take anything as bad luck, etc. Yes, if you want to take hope and goodness in something good, then there's no harm because again, you're putting your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it should not deter a person from his objective. In other words, he had a work to do. He must carry on. Put his trust in Allah ta'ala and carry on. Don't let these things stop you from doing something that is permissible, something that is correct that you are doing. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on to say that when any one of you sees something that he dislikes, he should make this dua. Person should make this dua. It's a nice dua to learn. It's mustahab. It's preferable to read this dua at that time when a person is getting these type of thoughts. Allahumma la ya'ti bil hasanati illa ant, wa la yadfa'u sayyi'ati illa ant, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa bik. O Allah, none but you brings good, and none but you repels evil. O Allah, none but you brings good, and none but you repels evil. There is no might and power except from you. What a beautiful dua. Person is correcting his mind and he's correcting his thoughts. So here again, as we explained, that a person is doing something permissible, endeavor, etc. He shouldn't let all these things put him off. You find that the pious people, they've got very, very strong minds, that they won't let anything even worry them whilst they're carrying out their normal work. Normal work also, they'll program their mind, they'll keep their mind away from things. Unfortunately, nowadays we find that we bring on sadness sometimes, we bring on grief. I'll give you an example. Sometimes a girl is getting married, so now deliberately the family will start playing songs and playing nazams that will start making a person cry. Now this is the hadith, ayat of the Quran says, "Wala tahinu, wala tahzanu." Wherever you look, "Wala tahzanu, wala tahinu." That don't lose hope and do not grieve, do not be sad, don't bring grief upon yourself. Sometimes you'll find people start playing this Al-Wida songs and everything. Now they're bringing unnecessary grief upon themselves. A person has lost somebody, now he keeps on thinking. After that mourning period also, he keeps replaying about that person. In other words, he's losing control of his mind. Then that grief continues. Person may have met up with an accident. It was the will of Allah Ta'ala. It happened. It was the will of Allah Ta'ala. He trusts and he's happy with the decision of Allah Ta'ala. But if he keeps allowing it to play in his mind, actually this is a sign of a weak mind. So when a person reads this type of dua, and he understands, La hawla wa la quwwata illa bik, there's no power, there's no might except from Allah. What Allah wants to happen will happen. And this will help a person to get these things out of his mind. On one occasion, our Ustad, as Mufistab, was giving a majlis in Masjid An-Nur, Ashaval. And whilst giving the majlis, just outside the masjid, some people on patrol opened up fire on some hijackers or thieves that were there. And they opened up quite a few gunshots it was. And those of us that were in the masjid, it sounded as though it was gunshots that were in the masjid. It was so loud. It was just outside the masjid, but it was so loud. If a person didn't know, he didn't know whether somebody was firing in the crowd or not. So many people jumped down. Some people woke up. Other people ran out. It was a very loud firing sound. But Hazrat Mufti Sahib carried on with his majlis like nothing happened. He just carried on talking in his majlis as though he didn't even hear those sounds. So then I asked him, I said, Hazrat, how do you explain this, that you continued with the majlis like nothing? It didn't even affect your mind. These thoughts didn't even affect your mind of all these gunshots that were taking place. Normally somebody would stop or ask the people to read Durood Sharif or, you know, trying to understand what is happening. But you just carried on talking like nothing happened. He said, I just told my mind that I was listening to fireworks. It was fireworks outside, so I didn't even allow it to bother my mind. And this is what you call a person with a strong mind. And he'll tell his mind that, don't worry, it is something else. And carry on with his work. He won't let his work get disrupted. Now also you see that his Mubarak wife, Allah Ta'ala bless her, Marhuma, she passed away. But that same morning, he had his tafsir, like how we have after Fajr, we have Riyadu Salihin, he has tafsir. So she passed away just before Fajr Namaz, after Fajr Namaz, like normal. We won't even say that this man's wife has passed away. So he carried on with his tafsir. Then after his tafsir, like how he would go to madrasa, he went to madrasa. He was there. And then the time that he normally would go home, he went home. He sat there with a while with all the mehman that came, the visitors that were coming. And he brought the janazah and he came back. And like that, he carried on. That same afternoon that his wife had passed away, they had the khatam of all the other kitabs. One is the Bukhari Sharif khatam that will take place. But all the other kitabs, Muslim Sharif, Abu Dawood, Tirmizi, etc. So they have that completion. So there again he conducted the completion and he gave a talk. And then again he had his other programs that he would have, and then he left for Johannesburg for the Jalsa that was there. And 3-4 programs at a time he had. But absolutely, when you look at the man, it's not that inside there is no feeling, but a person who's got a strong mind, he'll be able to do much more than a person that has got a weak mind. Here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us to have a strong mind. Don't allow yourself to fall down and stay down in a depressed condition. Put your trust in Allah Ta'ala. Put your focus in Allah Ta'ala. Think positively and there'll be much, much more that you can achieve than a person who's got a weak mind. May Allah Ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.